Danny Clevenger here with head coach Sean McVay to talk about some of the new additions you've got here today. Robert Woods, let's start with him. Obviously, you're a big offensive guy. Where do you see him fitting in this scheme?
Well, I think the thing that you like about Robert, Danny, is that he is a guy that we've evaluated, and he can play on the outside and in the slot. And having guys that have that position flex, that versatility, is something that was very intriguing. Going back to his days at USC, I've always been a big fan of his. Very polished receiver, runs great routes. Makes everything look the same. And then I think you see a guy that competes in the run game. So those are the types of players that we're looking at. And I think when you look at his production and the opportunities that he did have in Buffalo, he did a great job delivering over the course of his career. And we're excited that he's an LA Ram now.
Over and over, everybody's been saying what a great route runner he is. How helpful is that for such a young quarterback?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, a lot of the passing game that we'll run here will be predicated on timing and rhythm. So being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and the timing and rhythm for the quarterback, and, you know, just getting to those spots is going to be, you know, there's going to be a premium on that at the receiver position. And getting a guy like Robert, I think, will be very helpful for Jared and really Sean as well. So we're looking forward to getting him on the grass and seeing him do his thing.
It's got to be music to a coach's ears to hear that the first thing he wants to do while he's here is get with Goff and throw with him.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And I was just mentioning earlier, you know, one of the things that you really appreciate, these are guys that love football. And those are the types of players you want to be around. That's what you feel fortunate. Those are the types of coaches that we have here. And that type of energy and enthusiasm is contagious. And when you have that, I think you make the process and the weekly grind more enjoyable. And you give yourself a chance to compete on Sundays, which is ultimately what we're striving to do.
Well, let's talk at that left tackle position, because you made a big move there too with Andrew Whitworth. Why did you want to bring in a veteran for that position?
Well, I think when you look at what he's done over the course of his career, it's almost like he's gotten better with age. And, you know, he's made a couple Pro Bowls the last handful of years. And when you really flip on the tape and you evaluate him snap in and snap out, he's playing very productive football, both in the run and in pass protection. I think from an intangible standpoint, when you talk to the people that have been around him, been in the building in Cincinnati, great person, great leader, great guy in the locker room. And I think when you have a veteran presence like that to the line room, I don't think that, I don't think we can really measure the importance of that in a positive light. And I think being able to bring him into this building, what he'll be able to infuse in that leadership that he'll be able to bring to that O-line room is something that we were very intrigued about, and we feel fortunate to have gotten him.
Very much so a young offensive line, but a young team in general. He's coming in, going to be the oldest guy on the roster by at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Older than his coach, too.
I didn't even throw that in there. I left that out for you. But how much are you going to challenge him to actually step in right away and be that vocal voice, because he's had so much experience in this league?
You know, I think when you look at players like him, he's challenged on his own. That's something that you want to let him be, what his true personality is and how he decides to kind of fit into that locker room. And I think that happens naturally for those guys that are leaders like he is. It's not something that you'll force upon him. I think just by the way that he'll prepare, he approaches every single day, I think it'll be an example. And then from what I've heard, he is a vocal presence. But I think you want guys to lead true to their personality, because these players sense if it's authentic and genuine. And when it is, I think your message is received better.
And I think a lot of times if you can back it up with your action on the field, I think that helps a lot. So what did you see on tape on him that made you want to pull the trigger with this one?
Yeah, I think when you really look at what he's been able to do for the Bengals the last handful of years, just in pass protection, he seems like he's just so solid. He's always in great position, plays with great fundamentals and technique, with his angles, his sets, his hand placement. And then in the run game, you see a fierce competitor. I think he does a great job, you know, on the edge, setting the tone, whether it be, you know, on some of those wide perimeter plays where he's pulling out in space, getting going. But he's a productive football player that does a great job executing his assignment on the given play. And when you have all 11 doing those types of things, you give yourself a chance to be pretty successful.
Coach, I'm excited for you. Excited to have these two guys here.
Yeah, very excited about it, and then we'll see if we can add some good players moving forward over free agency and the draft in the next handful of months.